As we begin this morning, we acknowledge the land that lies beneath us and the first peoples who have been its ancient custodians over thousands and thousands of years, who've utilised its resources but carefully preserved the balance in nature that was essential to their lives and their survival. This morning, we pay our respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging, for they hold the memories, the traditions, the culture, and the hopes of Aboriginal Australia. They have shared with us the fruitfulness of the land, even when that land was snatched from them, was cleared of its stately old trees and vital bush tucker, and claimed as the property of newcomers with alien customs. Conscious of the deep sadness over these happenings, we look to the future with hope. In acknowledging country, we pause to name the tribal land on which each of us stands, if we know that. And I acknowledge that I dwell on the lands of the Dja-Dja-Wurrung peoples, the Tungurung peoples, and the Wurundjeri peoples. And we all acknowledge the stories of joy, of suffering and injustice, as well as of collaboration and hope for a better future where black lives matter immensely everywhere. We acknowledge too that some of us live on lands that were precious food gathering places. Others who dwell on lands that were sacred gathering places for Aboriginal peoples, where rituals were performed and dreamtime stories told. We acknowledge that the feet of others rest on ancient massacre sites, which witnessed the slaughter of Indigenous lives. As we begin our session today, we especially acknowledge these stories of suffering and death, which were a deep wound carried in our corporate memory. One we hold out for healing and reconciliation. We give thanks for the watchful care of our First Peoples over this great Southland, for they have watched over these lands since the time of the dreaming, when the Creator Spirit breathed everything into existence. This morning we open ourselves, as these ancient ones ever did, to the deep Dadiri listening that sees, hears and feels into the silence beyond speech, that reaches out from the land beneath us and back into the dreaming. The silence that was before words were ever formed. That silence that heals and makes one, makes whole again in gentle waves of presence and peace.